Think of a person in your life. Maybe you're sitting next to them. Maybe it's a teacher or a parent or a coach, whatever that could look like, that you just know that you know that you know you can count on that person. They are the person that if all hell broke loose in your life, they're answering that phone call. And we all are so grateful for that person that are in our life. And what makes that person, here's what's true about whoever that person is for you. What makes that person stand out in your life is more than just the things that they say, it's the things that they do. That over time, that you have learned that you can trust them, that they have been consistent, that they have been a person that is not just speaking to you, but they are with their actions, with the things that they do, they're showing up in your life. And the question that I want you to wrestle with this morning is, when somebody thinks about you, if they were to use a word to describe you, would faithful make that list? Are you somebody that others can count on? Are you a faithful employee? Are you a faithful spouse? Are you a faithful follower of Christ? Are you a person that with more than just words, but with action, people know, and I can count on you? Does God know that I can count on them to continue to follow in my way? Because here's what we all know is true, is that faithfulness is more than just a one-time decision. Faithfulness can start as a decision, but it's carried on through life. It's decision after decision after decision, day after day, and it's proven by commitment, it's proven by consistency, and it's proven by the fact that it endures through difficult times and difficult seasons. I want to be known as a person that's faithful. I want to be a person that my kids can count on, that my wife can count on, that you as a congregation can count on. I heard a story of a man that for 20 years, every single morning at 8 a.m. would show up to the nursing home. His wife had gotten early onset dementia, and at 8 a.m. every single morning, he would show up and visit his wife in that nursing home. And people asked him later on why he would do that, and he said, "She doesn't know me anymore, but I still know her." And it's a beautiful picture of faithfulness. It's a beautiful picture of consistency. It's this idea that, you know, it's not flashy. It might not be Instagram worthy. It might not be the thing that everybody points to and says, "Wow, what an extraordinary thing." It's just daily. Little decision, little decision, little decision. And the Apostle Paul says that that is a fruit that God wants to develop inside of our life. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, we've been looking at each one of them each week. The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of being connected to the Father, the fruit that God wants to develop in our lives is love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and here's our one today, faithfulness. That faithfulness is something that we have a part to play in, that we make decisions, but ultimately it's God that births that inside of us, that all of these fruits, everything that we've talked about up to this point, everything that we're gonna talk about, that it's not something that I grit my teeth and try really hard and really work at, and if I could do it just the right way, then it'll come. It's just that decision day that I'm gonna stay connected to the Father. I'm gonna let the Spirit work its way inside of me. And when he says, "Go this way," I'm gonna do it. And when he says, "Stop," I'm gonna stop. And when he says, "Start," I'm gonna start. I'm gonna be in tune. In verse number 25, a couple verses down, he says, so now that we are with the Spirit, let's keep in step with him. And I don't wanna get in front. I don't wanna get behind. I just wanna be in step. And so this morning, what we're going to look at is this faithfulness, this idea, is how does that work itself out in our lives, day in and day out? How can God develop that faithfulness inside me? Because that's what I want for you. I want for people to look at you and say, "That's a faithful person." I want people to be able to look at you and say, "I know that I can count on them." In your relationship with God, I want you to be faithful. I want you to be consistent. I don't want you just to have a Sunday morning faith that's 10:15 to 11:15, and if nothing else is going on, then I'll be in the rows and I'll open up scripture. I want your faith to go outside of just here. I want you to be faithful in your faith on tomorrow morning when you're at work and at Thanksgiving lunch when there's a little bit of tension and when that person comes in and when that cousin shows up and they have that conversation. It's all that tension and stress and chaos. I want that faithfulness that God wants to breed inside of you to be present and to be available. Four things this morning, if you happen to be taking notes or if you want to follow along on your phone, four things that I think faithfulness, this is not an all-inclusive list, not by any stretch, but I think four things that we can all lean into together so that we can allow God to develop that faithfulness inside of us. It starts this way. The faithfulness begins. You can't have faithfulness without a commitment. Faithfulness begins with, I'm choosing to do something. There's no such thing as casual faithfulness. You can't be casual and faithful at the same time. You don't drift into faithfulness. You don't wake up one day and accidentally discover, I'm faithful. No, it's a decision. This is who I'm going to be. When I do a lot of weddings, and at each wedding that I do, there is the promise of faithfulness in better and worse, and richer and for poorer, till death do us part. What is that? It's a commitment. It's a decision today about how I'm going to be in the future. It's a decision when everything is good and when everything is right, even on days that it's not right, here's the type of person I'm going to be. But it starts with, this is a commitment. This is what I'm going to decide. Joshua chapter 24 says it so beautifully. You can read the context for yourself, but this is such a great verse. You could put this on a frame in your walls. If it doesn't please you to worship the Lord, he's talking to the Israelites, he's taking charge, and he's trying to move them in a direction, and he's basically telling them, hey, you need to make a commitment. You need to quit going back and forth and this way one day and the other way one day. It's time to decide. It's time to make a commitment. Choose, if it doesn't please you to worship the Lord, well just choose who are you going to serve. Which are you going to worship? The gods of your ancestors worship beyond the Euphrates River, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you were living? But as for me and for my family, this is the commitment we're making. We're going to serve the Lord. He decided we're going to choose to be faithful. And my decision today is going to shape everything that follows. I know that it's going to be tested. I know that it's not going to be easy. I know there's going to be days where I'm not going to want to fulfill the commitment that I made, but I'm committed. Faithfulness starts with a deliberate choice. I'm going to remain loyal to God. I'm going to remain loyal to the people around me. And when the time comes where it's not difficult, I can look back and say, I made a commitment back here. I chose on this day, I'm going to be a faithful person. I chose on this day, and because I chose, even on difficult days and days where I don't feel like being faithful, this is what I'm going to do. Joshua understood that. The guy that visited the nursing home says, the commitment has to be made, and it has to be stayed with. A commitment is saying, one decision now impacts all my decisions going forward. When I do a wedding, when Brandy and I stood and looked at each other, we made a commitment. My decision today informs all the decisions going forward. Because of a commitment that I made November 17th, and I don't know what year it was, but it was several years ago, Brandy and I looked at each other, I made a commitment, and what did that commitment do? Well, it informed in my life, no matter where we go, no matter what we do, this is the type of person I'm going to be. It informs, this is what I'm not going to do because of a commitment back here. This is what I am going to do because of a commitment back here. And my invitation to you, man, it's time, maybe for some of you, it's time to make a commitment. How's your faith commitment? I'm so grateful that you're here on a Sunday morning. Please come back again. But this is not all there is. This is just the decision to come to a building, to a place. Commitment really follows what happens after this. Am I committed to my faith when the people at work are not committed to their faith and they want to pull me into gossip or they want to pull me into backbite and they want to pull me into living in a way that isn't God-worthy and isn't in the direction that I've made a commitment? Choose today. Choose today. Who are you going to serve? So it starts with a commitment, but it grows. We kind of already talked about it. It grows through daily choices. The choosing faithfulness is a lot like planting a seed. You plant a seed, that's the commitment, but then the daily choices are how you fertilize it and how you water it. Again, the wedding illustration, you make the choice to be faithful one time, and then day after day, I prove it. You don't prove it in the grand vacations. Faithfulness is not proved by these over-the-top things that you do. It's just, you know what faithfulness is? Faithfulness is proved in, I stayed when I wanted to leave. Faithfulness is proved in, I wanted to say something, but I held my tongue. Faithfulness is proved in, I wanted to shut down and I wanted to close you out, but I instead opened myself up. It's proved in the small daily choices every single day, in your commitment, your faithfulness to God. It's proved in, maybe I had to wake up a little bit earlier. I open up scripture and I get into my devotional. I ask God, what are you saying to me today? It's saying, we talked about it a few months ago, God, this morning, my mind is yours, and my ears are yours, and my eyes are yours, and my mouth is yours, and my gifts are yours, and every part of me, I want to offer it to you as a living sacrifice. It's the faithfulness of choosing day in and day out, this is the type of person, again, that I'm choosing to be, and I'm going to choose it again today. Luke chapter 16 says it this way, who is faithful in very little? Well, they're also faithful in much. In other words, what Jesus is saying here is that you can't wait for the big moments to choose faithfulness. That if you're not faithful in the small things, you're not going to be faithful in the big things. That if you're not generous with the small amount of money, you're not going to be generous with the big amount of money. If you're not faithful in these little daily moments that nobody sees, you're not going to be able to be faithful in the big moments that everybody sees. That if you're faithful in the little, you'll be faithful in a lot. And whoever is unrighteous in a little is also unrighteous in much. In other words, what Jesus is saying is those little things that we think maybe those aren't that big of a deal. Maybe I can cut a little bit of a corner. Maybe I can just slip into that little bit of a gray area. Jesus is saying those actually really, really matter. That each decision, each day is like building a house, brick by brick by brick. And every small choice to be faithful, every small choice to be consistent, every small choice to decide, this is the type of person I decided a long time ago I was going to be. It's just another brick on the house. And what happens eventually, you've got a sturdy house built. Eventually, you've got something that can stand this test of time. When you wake up and decide, I'm going to spend time with God. I know the kids are getting up here in a few minutes. I know I could go do the laundry. I know I've got all these things. But before all of the chaos of my day comes, I made a commitment. I want to be a faithful follower of Christ. I want to be a person that is growing in my relationship. The choice to keep your word when it's going to cost you a little bit. The choice to be full of integrity when everybody else seems around you to be getting ahead by not showing integrity. It's faithfulness. To do your best at work when nobody would probably notice. So here's a question for you to wrestle with. As God grows that faithfulness inside of us, what small choices are in front of you right now? I know the big ones are easy a lot of times. But what about the small little things? In some of you, for your marriage, maybe it's choosing to listen instead of defend yourself. Maybe it's choosing to listen instead of having the last word. Maybe for those of you that are working and you have a career, maybe it's that you say, I'm gonna be the type of person that even though nobody would maybe notice cutting corners, maybe nobody would notice if I was just a little bit unethical, this is the type of person I'm gonna be. For those of us that are parents, we're saying, I'm gonna be present even though I'm tired. I'm going to listen even though it would be a lot easier for me to just tune out and swipe on my phone and get into this kind of scrolling thing. I'm going to be present. When our walk with God, I'm going to show up to church. I'm going to be a person that opens up scripture. I'm not going to just let the growth of my spiritual life be dependent on Sunday mornings 10:15 to 11:15. I'm making a choice, small choice after small choice. And it might seem small in the moment, but it's not small to God. If we're faithful in a little, and we'll be faithful in a lot. But if we're unrighteous in the little things, we'll also be unrighteous in a lot. And it might not seem to matter now, but here's what we know, and here's what some of you can look back at and prove, that faithfulness and unfaithfulness have a compounding effect. That a little decision today, well, tomorrow, you might not see the benefits of that. But you keep making that choice day after day, and all of a sudden, you look back a year from now and 10 years ago now, and you say, oh, that really mattered. For example, just to put it in layman's terms, if you made the choice today to say, man, okay, I'm gonna exercise, just for an example. Well, tomorrow, guess what's happening? Your clothes fit exactly the same. I mean, 100%, you might feel worse because you worked out. You say, I'm sore. I don't feel any benefit. But you keep doing that for a month, keep doing that for 3 months, all of a sudden, it's a compounding effect, little choice. The same is true on the other side of it. You say, well, I mean, what's one more cookie? It's not that big of a deal. And you wake up, you go ahead and have that extra cookie. And I'm pro cookies. Nobody loves cookies more than me. Let's just be honest. But you say, maybe one more is not that big of a deal. And you wake up the next day and you think, you know what? That didn't hurt me. My clothes still fit. Still fine, my blood pressure's still okay. But over time, all of a sudden, what happens? you start seeing more of yourself. Anybody been seeing more of yourselves at different times? Compounded effect. The same is true with faithfulness. You make the choice to say, I'm going to open up scripture, I'm going to learn, lean into what God is saying. You wake up the next day, and guess what? I don't think I feel any different. I think I feel the same. You choose to listen to your spouse instead of shut them down. You wake up the next day, and guess what? Probably not that big of a deal. Probably nothing's changed. It might still be a little bit tense in your house. Things still might be a little bit cool. But daily, 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 it has a compounding effect. You might not see the benefits, and you might not see the detriments of it, but it'll show up eventually. Every harvest started with small, faithful acts of planting and tending, every single thing. Well, the people that you look at and say, I wish I had their marriage, or I wish I had their relationship with God, or I wish I had the relationship with kids, you know what? How they got that? Small choices. It wasn't the grand things. It wasn't the big deals. It wasn't the Disney vacations or the five-star restaurants. It was just daily. Everything that you look at, that you think, man, I wish I could get there. How did they do it? Daily. Daily faithfulness. At some point, people that have this engaging, on fire, growing relationship with God, how did it start? With a commitment. This is the type of person I'm going to be. The choice today informs my choices tomorrow, and my choices are going to be, I'm going to be faithful. And over the span of time, guess what happened? Their relationship with God got really, really passionate, and they are different because of what God is doing in their life daily. Consistency really, really matters. Here's a third thing. Is that faithfulness, this is the hard one. Faithfulness perseveres with endurance. So it starts with a commitment. This is the type of person I'm going to be. It proves itself through small daily choices, and then when the hard times come, which they all will, it perseveres through endurance. Because really, faithfulness is not proved when everything is going right. Faithfulness is proved when things are falling apart. It's easy to be faithful in a marriage when you're just getting along and everybody's happy and there's money in the bank and it's just all these roses and it's fairy tales. But it's when it's difficult and when you're not getting along and we're not seeing eye to eye and you just can't quite get over that bump, that's when, am I going to be faithful or not? I love what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. What did he do? I kept the faith. He doesn't say that I won every fight. He didn't say that I ran the fastest race. He said, I finished. I was able to persevere. He wasn't perfect. We can see it in the New Testament. We recognize that Paul didn't have this perfect life, but he persevered through trials. He was faithful. Faithfulness is not about, it's not about how you feel. It's about what do you do next. It's easy to be faithful when everything is good. It's easy to be faithful in your relationship with God when he's not asking you to sacrifice or not asking you to move in a direction that you don't want to move in. But faithfulness is improved in not what I feel, but what am I going to do next? And maybe for you this morning, you're in a season where faithfulness just feels really hard. It's just hard to keep showing up. Maybe you're in a season of your life where you've been praying for something and it is not happening and you're just thinking, I'm not sure this is worth it anymore. The prayers that I'm praying are not getting answered. It feels like they're just falling like lead balloons. This is where we lean in to God. I need your strength to continue to be faithful. Maybe you're trying to be faithful in a marriage, but it's not getting any easier. You're trying to be friendly, and you're trying to be warm, and you're trying to be loving, and you're trying to listen, but it's just hard. It just feels like you're just trying to walk through this quicksand. That's when faithfulness is proved. It endures through those difficult seasons. Some of you might be praying, God, how long, Lord? How long? How long do we have to keep fighting this battle? How long do I have to keep praying and nothing get working out? How long does this marriage have to keep being tense? How long are my prodigal kids going to be far from home? How long do I have to be in this career where nothing seems to be going on my way? And I wish I could show you a calendar. I wish I could say, you just got to stay until this day and then it's all going to come. It's not reality. But what we do know is faithfulness, it doesn't come with a timeline, but what we do know is that God sees every moment of faithful endurance. God sees those things. That God recognizes those moments where you keep showing up when it would have been easier to not. God sees every moment, every prayer that you pray, every chime that you choose to stay, every act of service, every decision that I'm gonna keep trusting you even though I don't feel like it's working out on my behalf. And this is where we find our hope, is that our faithfulness and our commitment and our consistency and our ability to endure, it doesn't depend on my strength. Again, it doesn't depend on my ability to grit my hands and really, I've really got to be faithful. Faithfulness at the end, this is number four, we're going to be done. Faithfulness at the end of the day is a reflection of God's character. Why does God call us to be faithful? Because he's faithful. Why does God invite us into consistency? Because he's consistent. Why does God want to bear out this fruit of the Spirit in our lives of faithfulness? Because it's a reflection of who he is. Lamentations chapter 3, one of my favorite verses on all of Scripture. Because of the Lord's faithful love, we do not perish, for his mercies never end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And I love this. I mean, this is in Lamentations. If you want to read a discouraging book of the Bible, let me introduce you to Lamentations. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. It's a lament. Things are not going well. It's not this pretty fairy tale picture. And in the middle of difficulty, in the middle of lament, the author says, great is your faithfulness. In the middle of everything around him kind of falling apart, the author recognizes that through it all, God has been faithful, because God's faithfulness isn't dependent on circumstances. It's just who he is. He can't help himself. He is faithful day in and day out. When I remained unfaithful, God was faithful. When you turned your back on him, God was faithful. When we wandered, he was consistent. When we doubted, he was dependable, not because of us. It's just who he is. His faithfulness is what wakes us up every single morning. His ability to be faithful is not dependent on my consistency, it's dependent on his character. And so I just lean into God, I need your strength today. I want to be a reflection of the faithfulness that you have given to me. When we failed, aren't you glad? And he remained so, so true. And because that's who he is, he can give us the strength to remain faithful when we feel like giving up. Of course you feel like giving up sometimes. Some prayers don't get answered the way that you want them to be answered. Some things don't work out the way that you want them to work out. Sometimes it's just difficult. And it's in those moments that faithfulness is, God, I need that. I want to be, I made a commitment back here, and I've been trying to be consistent, I've been trying to endure, but God, it's so, so difficult. So God, I need it, because God's faithfulness isn't just our example, it's our source. I'm not trying to copy God's faithfulness, I'm living from it. I'm living from a place of God has been faithful to me, and because God has been faithful to me, I'm gonna be faithful to the people around me. Because God has been faithful to me, I'm gonna be faithful in my relationship with him. We're being transformed by it. We're being sustained by it. We're being empowered by it. It's his faithfulness working out in our life that empowers and gives us the endurance to be faithful when life is just making it difficult to be that way. John chapter 15, this is Jesus speaking. I'm the vine, you're the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit. Today we're talking about the fruit of faithfulness. Hey, because with you can do nothing without me. And Jesus isn't being harsh, he's given us the key. That instead of trying harder, we trust deeper. Instead of striving, we're receiving. And so if you forget everything else that we talked about today, if everything else just kind of goes in one ear and out the other, can I just give you one thing to grab onto this morning as you go into the week? And I know it's going to be a busy week. You're traveling, or people are traveling to you, and you've got things to cook and meals to make, and there's all those family dynamics because they can't be in the same room with them, and so I've got to shut. There's chaos, right? Thanksgiving can be the most wonderful time, and the holidays can be the most wonderful time, but they can be stressful. They can bring tension they can be difficult. They can be difficult. So here's the thing to just grab a hold to, that you don't need to generate faithfulness. You just need to stay connected to the faithful one. That you don't have to grit your teeth and try really hard. I want to be faithful, I want to be faithful. Start with, I just need to be connected to the faithful. Let's see why the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through him that gives me strength. Why was Paul able to be faithful? It's not because his life was perfect. It's not because everything went his way. It's because that he was connected to the faithful. And that's what I want so much for you. I want so much, so much, so much for you to be connected to the one who every morning his faithfulness is brand new, who has never for a single moment of time turned his back on you, who has never for a moment of time said, I'm giving up on you. He's been faithful. And I want you to be connected to the faithful one. What is faithfulness? Faithfulness begins with a commitment. It grows through daily choices. It's proven through endurance and as a reflection of God's character. Maybe for some of you this morning, man, it's time to draw a line in the sand. This is who I'm gonna be in the future. Have you made a commitment? Have you made a commitment to God? God, I want to grow in my faith. Today could be your day. Today could be the day that says, no matter what comes in the future, this is the type of person I'm gonna be. My choice today informs my direction and my choices going forward. Maybe for some of you, it's time to start making those small daily deposits, knowing that tomorrow might not see a difference. And maybe next week you don't see the difference, but you decide, I'm just gonna keep being consistent. I'm just gonna keep being the one that keeps showing up. I'm gonna keep praying. I'm gonna keep opening up scripture. I'm going to keep following God's voice in my life. And you just watch what will happen if you'll do that. I tell people all the time, if you would just give God a year of your life, if you would just decide for 1 year, I'm going to lean into everything God wants for me. Every time I'm in town, I'm showing up at church. I'm gonna get a daily devotional. I'm gonna open it up. Every morning, I'm gonna start my morning with God, here I am, and my ears are yours, and my eyes are yours. I'm gonna present my whole body as a living sacrifice. If you'll just do that for a year, I'm telling you, you won't recognize yourself. You will not recognize the person you are. It won't happen overnight, but you give yourself a year, your life will be dramatically different. Why? Because brick after brick after brick after brick, you built something that can endure. Maybe for some of you this morning, it's the choice, I'm just gonna keep going when I feel like giving up. I'm not sure I wanna keep praying. Not sure I wanna keep asking. Asking to see if this marriage is gonna work. Just be faithful. Just continue to endure. And let yourself be connected to the faithful one and see what he might do in your life. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you that no matter what we have done, you've been faithful to us. That you have been so consistent that when we were unfaithful, you were faithful to us. And so Lord, I'm praying for myself. I'm praying for those that are in the room, praying for those that are watching online, that wherever we need this, that we would hear your voice and we wouldn't just hear, but we would obey. Lord, thank you for your spirit that points out things in us that we can change and that where we can grow. And so Lord, we wanna be those type of people. Lord, for some of us, we need to make that commitment. This is the type of person I'm gonna be in the future. For some of us, we need to choose consistency. Some of us, we're thinking about giving up. We're not sure we have enough strength to endure. And so Lord, I'm praying for your strength that would be made perfect in our weakness. And Lord, that we would be connected to the faithful one. And by that connection, that we would be faithful in the life, in our life, day in and day out. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.